Hey, before we jump back into the show, let's take a quick break. But not just any break. This is a refreshing break with Snapple. We all know about Snapple's iconic real facts, so let's take a minute to go over some of my faves. Snapple Real Fact 1983. The first player drafted to play pro football never played in the league. Snapple Real Fact 1119. The Grand Canyon could hold about 900 trillion footballs. Snapple Real Fact 2064. The first college football game broadcast on TV was on September 30th, 1939. Snapple Real Fact 1896. The tradition of playing football on Thanksgiving originated with college football in 1876. So grab a Snapple, take a second, and enjoy the moment, because let's be honest, this might be the most refreshing part of your day. Snapple, make your break more interesting. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Support for today's episode comes from Square, and they've got big news. During Square's biannual releases event, they launched a wave of innovative new tools to help local businesses run faster, smarter, and more profitably. I recently visited my favorite coffee shop down the street and noticed they use Square. Checkout was incredibly quick. I got a text receipt in seconds, and everything just felt smooth and modern. Now, with their brand new Square AI feature, you can get instant answers to your toughest business questions right from your dashboard, helping you spot trends and make confident decisions fast. Square launches most powerful tools yet, designed to give local businesses a competitive edge without the complexity. If you're ready to sell smarter, run faster, and stress less, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/FFT. That's square.com/go/FFT. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today.
Ooh, scary episode. Big names we're worried about in fantasy in 2026 right now on FFT Express. Adam and Heath here, making you worried about some of your favorite players. Sorry. Heath, who are we starting it with?
It's got to be Christian McCaffrey. He's going to be drafted in round one of fantasy drafts. He has the potential to be the best player in fantasy football once again, but he had a ginormous workload last year, over 400 touches, including the playoffs. He was not effective as a rusher last year. He is 30 years old, and he's probably going to see a decrease in targets off of 129 in 2025.
I don't really have anything to add. What's your level of concern with McCaffrey, and when would you take him?
I would say my level of concern is, well, it's enough to move him well below where I have him projected, which would be the second highest scoring player in fantasy. I would draft him as early as pick 8. I'd say my level of concern is a 6.
Okay, the last time Christian McCaffrey had 400-plus touches, he played 4 games. The time before that, he played 3 games. So he's actually been on the 400-plus touches list twice, and he's followed it up with a combined 7 games played in those 2 seasons. Who's next?
Next, I think we have to, let's just stick with the old guys. I am extremely concerned about Mike Evans going to San Francisco. For one thing, he's battled hamstrings each of the last 2 years. For another, I think he's going to be 33 before the season starts. For another, Kyle Shanahan's offense has not been wide receiver centric. In the passing game, just right around a 50% of the team's targets go to the wide receiver position, probably because they have Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle. They're also not a super high pass volume team. And Evans hasn't been a super high target share guy the last couple of years. He's just scored touchdowns. It feels like for Mike Evans to be a top 30 wide receiver, you're going to need double-digit touchdowns. I'm not entirely sure we'll get double-digit games.
For Mike Evans to be top 30, well, maybe in a normal wide receiver year. If wide receivers like last year, then probably not going to need double-digit touchdowns. But it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of age anymore, Heath. I feel like we have guys doing things at ages that we just didn't see, and even in the last 5 years or so. I mean,
I think we should be much more likely, or much more open to the idea that old guys will continue to be great. But Evans was not anything close to great last year. Even when he was healthy, he had one game all year with more than 60 receiving yards, it his efficiency was down across the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he averaged 1.2 yards after the catch per reception, which is one of the worst yaks per catch I've seen going back. I looked probably 15 years in the past. I don't remember if there was anything worse than that for a wide receiver with 50 or more targets. I had the same concerns about Travis Kelce going into 2025 because his yak wasn't that bad. Of course, he had a lower ADOT. But his yak was really bad, Kelce. And then he lost weight and he had a much better season. Turned back the clock a little bit. Wasn't great. It was pretty good. Actually, it was top five tight end with Mahomes. So, Evan's going to have to be a better player than he was last year, no doubt. Give me another.
We'll just stick with the old guys. Davante Adams. I need to just name all Hall of Famers. I think like what I said about Evans, I see the path of Evans proving me wrong and being good. What Davante Adams did last year, which is score a bunch of touchdowns and kind of be that goal line wide receiver. But as we've talked about quite a bit already this year, he was worse than Mike Evans when he wasn't scoring touchdowns. The efficiency was awful. The catch rate was awful. You've mentioned it, that the catchable target rate was bad. I'm a little skeptical that some of that was not Matthew Stafford's fault and might have been Davante Adams' fault. But it was just like an entire... We've seen very few wide receiver two seasons propped up by touchdowns as much as last year's was for Davante Adams when he scored 14 touchdowns in 14 games. He averaged just 56 receiving yards per game. That's not a startable wide receiver unless you're scoring a bunch of touchdowns.
Adams is going in the 40s. Evans closer to, let me double check here. Looking at multiple websites. Evans is a 56 to 60. Adams is more like 44 to 48. So is it a round and a half difference between Adams going before Evans?
I am okay with a round and a half difference. I wouldn't draft Davante Adams where Mike Evans is going.
Wow. Okay. You wouldn't draft.
So I'm out on those guys.
Out on Adams. Okay. And Evans. All right. We're going to take a break. We got maybe a couple more names for you here on FFT Express.
Hey, before we jump back into the show, let's take a quick break, but not just any break. This is a refreshing break with Snapple. We all know about Snapple's iconic real facts. So let's take a minute to go over some of my faves. Snapple Real Fact 1983. The first player drafted to play pro football never played in the league. Snapple Real Fact 1119. The Grand Canyon could hold about 900 trillion footballs. Snapple Real Fact 2064. The first college football game broadcast on TV was on September 30th, 1939. Snapple Real Fact 1896. The tradition of playing football on Thanksgiving originated with college football in 1876. So grab a Snapple, take a second, and enjoy the moment, because let's be honest, this might be the most refreshing part of your day. Snapple, make your break more interesting. All right, now let's get back to the show. So far, Christian McCaffrey, Mike Evans, Davante Adams, these are players Heath is worried about. And give me another.
Yeah, I don't think I have any Hall of Famers left to put on the list of guys that I'm worried about, but people will hate to hear this. I'm a little bit worried about my guy, Harold Fannin. It sounds more and more like Deshaun Watson is going to win the quarterback battle. He was the one quarterback that kind of ruined Kevin Stefanski's tight end focus in his offense. Because he just didn't, I think he ran more and he threw to wide receivers more, threw downfield more. I don't really have much hope that they're going to have a good passing game. And they added Casey Concepcion and Denzel Boston in the draft, probably more wide receiver targets. I love Fannin. I think he's awesome. I think he'll still be a starting tight end, but I really don't see much hope for a step forward from last year.
I don't know what to make of his ADP. On Draft Sharks, it's 64th. On Fantasy Pros, it's 85th. And I mean, quite frankly, I would take Harold Fannin 85th, and I don't think I'd take him 64th. How do you feel?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I have him 85th, so I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, so far, The mid-round tight ends, you know, if we want to start with Tyler Warren, maybe through Kyle Pitts or something like that, you're kind of gravitating toward Laporta and Kraft, I feel. Is that fair?
Laporta and Pitts.
Okay. And I'm gravitating toward none of them and just going Kelce, Goddard, maybe Likely if I can get good value on him.
And like, there's like five of them. And I think it was probably going to happen is one or two of them are in the top four at the position. And one or two of them are mid-round tight end busts that we have every year.
Yeah. I'll give you one more Hall of Famer to close it out.
Patrick Mahomes.
Derrick Henry.
No. I think that you'll get this way as a parent eventually. Like, you spend so many years worrying about your kids that eventually they get old enough that you're just like, you know what? They've figured it out so far. They'll probably be fine. I've doubted and questioned and worried about Derrick Henry for 5 years now. And I think his ADP is probably going to be a little bit more reasonable. He could fall off a cliff at any moment, but he'd probably just get up and climb back up.
He's amazing. There is an X factor that's not just his age, and it's the absence of Tyler Linderbaum. And they don't have a starting center really right now, so they haven't replaced him in any way. They drafted Vega Ione, I think I'm pronouncing that right, in the first round as a guard, but they don't have arguably the best center, one of the best centers in the league. We'll see if that has an impact. It's tough. I miss out on Henry every year. I pretty much never draft him, and probably not going to again this year. But you all should. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today or Fantasy Football Today Express. Actually, don't know when this episode is publishing, but we will talk to you sometime in the near future. See you later, everybody.
Paramount Podcasts.